This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. And it's a joy to have on the program with me today as my special guest, my longtime friend and pastor, Dr. Bob Nichols, who this week is a very special week because he's celebrating his 54th anniversary as founder and pastor of Calvary Cathedral International in Fort Worth, Texas, and all the way from 1964 to 1988. He's been in full-time ministry for 60-plus years. And I first met Pastor Bob Nichols on a plane trip to Haiti way back in 1988 as an invitation came from our mutual friend, Tom Peters, Pastor Tom Peters, and I met Pastor Bob Nichols. We ministered together in Haiti. We ministered many places, many times. He's been a dear friend, and I've had the opportunity for many years, since 1988, to minister at that great church, Calvary Cathedral International in Fort Worth, Texas. And it's an honor to have had Pastor Bob Nichols serving on my ministry board since 1996, one of the original members, and a friend, and a wonderful man of God that I want to honor today. Pastor Bob Nichols, welcome to BPNRadio.com on this Monday.
Well, it's my blessing to be with you, Brother Dale. We've logged a few miles together over a period of time, and we've seen God do some awesome things.
Yes, we have. We had some wonderful ministry times, made wonderful memories there in Haiti and Scotland and England, and I don't know where all we've ministered together. It's been a wonderful journey. Israel, we ministered in Israel together, and some other places. Thank you for being my pastor and friend, and you and your wife Joy have been a tremendous blessing to Gene and I over the years, giving me the opportunity so many times to minister at Calvary Cathedral International, including that 24-week revival I was able to lead way back in 1994. And so it's been a good journey, and it's a good week for you as you celebrate 54 years as founder and pastor of Calvary Cathedral International in Fort Worth, Texas. How did you get started there in that church? You planted the church, you started the church. How did that journey begin?
Well, Brother Dale, of course, I know you've heard the story. I held a meeting in Austin, Texas, from some very dear family members who were instrumental in my family coming into the fullness of the Holy Spirit back many years ago through Raymond T. Ritchie in the Houston Evangelistic Temple Church. And they invited me to come for a meeting. I was just a young minister. And 1 week turned into 3 weeks. We had just a wonderful time there in Austin. And Dr. Lucas was, I believe he was around 84, 86, something right in there. Played golf twice a week, full of the Holy Spirit, looked like a little cherub, had a big smile and always a positive attitude. And about 2 weeks after that meeting, he went to be with the Lord. And the church extended a full-time, full-vote call for me to come pastor the church. But there was a very strong prophetic word, and I listened to that very strong prophetic word, waited out in my spirit, and we didn't go to Austin, of course, as you know. The voice of God and the word that came was, you can go in my permissive will, or you can wait and have my perfect will. You know, waiting's not easy, Brother Dale.
I know.
You know, the day of Pentecost was preceded by waiting patiently. Waiting patiently in faith, believing. And I just wonder what went through all their minds and who left maybe 10 minutes before the Holy Spirit was poured out. You know, yeah. All kind of question marks.
Yeah.
But I felt that I was obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Two years later, God says, you're released to start the church. And we started in 1964, and that's the history of the beginning there. And now we're celebrating our 54th year as founders and pastors of Calvary Cathedral International in Fort Worth, Texas.
Wow. Well, I just want to say congratulations. You've done a wonderful job, you and your wife, Joy. And, wow, you have you're a friend and pastor to so many, many people, including some of the leading men who lead ministries across America. You serve on boards, ministry boards. Many call you pastors, including a lot of pastors and leading voices in the Christian world. And, you know, I've just watched your faithfulness, your consistency, your persistency, and your faith. And you've been a tremendous example of longevity and endurance. And even from small beginnings, starting in a little remodeled post office, didn't you?
Well, it wasn't remodeled when we found it. it was a good solid building, but it was anything but church ready. And so we worked very, very hard in that building and really remodeled it into a lovely chapel and a lovely church facility. And of course, later on, we outgrew it. But, mm-hmm. You know, one thing you said just a moment ago I think is so important. You know, we live in a day when people move quick. They change jobs quick. Unfortunately, a lot of people change friends real quick.
Yeah.
You know, the longer I live, Brother Dale, I realize how important it is to have long-term, the right kind of relationships and friendships.
Yeah.
Just like God has used our friendship together, we need each other.
Yes, we do.
We need each other.
Yeah.
And I've known people that had the attitude, I don't need any help, you know. And one day you will. And, you know, mm-hmm. I think of 9/11, people were made friends for life who had never met. They were trying to get out of that burning inferno, and they helped each other. And they met people they had never met in their life. You never know when you're going to need a faith friend. You never know when you're going to need a faith ministry and someone to stand with you. And I just want to encourage people to, wherever you are, if you know that you're where God wants you to be, there's always going to be some things you don't agree with and some things you don't understand. But, you know, it's more important to finish than it is to start, Brother
Dale. That's right. That's right.
It's more important to finish than it is to start. You know, we're really big on go for it, go for it. And I believe in that concept also. But I also believe in finishing. You remember Jesus said, my meat is to do and to finish what the Father has called me to do.
Yeah.
And Paul the Apostle said the same thing in Acts chapter 20, verse 24, you know, to finish what you start. It's so important. We all face moments of unpleasantness, whether you're a businessman or an educator or pastor or field ministry or whatever. But you can't just jump and run every time something doesn't please you. Just keep your faith in God and watch God bring you out on the high side of victory. Praise God.
Yeah,
I didn't mean to preach there. But,
it's okay. It's okay. You mentioned relationships, which I think are so important. And Holy Spirit spoke to me years ago to build relationships, and he said relationships are spelled T-I-M-E. It takes time, but it also takes trust, time and trust. And, you know, we have to trust each other. We have to be willing to forgive each other, overlook. We're all human. We just have to overlook mistakes and realize that it takes a long time to build a relationship, but it can be torn down in a day. I'm thankful for my relationship. Gene and I are thankful for our relationship with you and Joy. We had wonderful times, but there's times we really needed a pastor, which you guys are, and prayer. I remember when Gene was first diagnosed with cancer in 2004, the first people we called was Bob and Joy Nichols, and we said to you, what do we do? And you said, well, yes, make a decision, and whatever you do, if you're going to go the medical route or if you're just going to believe God for divine healing, then do that with all of your heart. So you gave us a word. We made a choice. You guys helped us walk through that stormy season of our lives as well as other lives. And everybody needs a pastor that knows, and a pastor that knows their name and is willing to pray with them. And I know that you and Joy have stood with people, gone to the hospital. They've called you during the night season. I know there's a special shepherd's crown for pastors because, really, actually, pastors are on call 24/7. And so there's a special reward. How have you pastored? And I know that many people ask you this question, but how have you pastored one church for 54 years when the average pastoral ministry in America is 2.5 years, 30 months. You guys have been there for 54 years. How have you done that?
You know, Brother Dale, early on in my ministry, and even before I started ministry, I had the opportunity to observe what I'm getting ready to say. It's amazing how many pastors will go to a church, and it's always a honeymoon when you go. They love you, and you love them, and everyone's real happy to get together. And then about a year later, the honeymoon's not what it used to be.
Yeah.
And then they spend the next year or two before the next church election trying to find somewhere else to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I observed that pastors that really counted for the Lord, their churches counted for God. And the greater Fort Worth, Dallas area has produced some, in years gone by, has produced some powerful men. We both shared a mutual pastor, Carl Alcorn, and that man made a difference in my life as a young man and made a difference in our family.
Yes.
But I saw pastors, here's the problem, you leave where you are and you go down the road and the demons that gave you fits where you were, they've already, in their U-Haul, they've already moved in where you're going.
Mm-hmm. I know, yeah.
So, there's going to be something to deal with everywhere you go. And I observed that the lasting fruit, even throughout the land today in churches, is where a pastor drove a stake. First of all, he knew that was where God had called him to be.
Yeah.
And then he refused to get caught up in spirits of offense, and he refused to let people, run him off, run him away, whatever. It's not easy to go ahead and preach love and pray and minister when people don't appreciate you.
That's true.
And if you pastor long enough, you're going to face moments like that. But you've got to keep your eyes on the prize. You've got to keep your eyes on the prize. And you know, Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despised the shame. And thank God he went to Calvary. And we're getting the benefit of it today and will throughout eternity. So I just made up my mind, there's going to be a devil to face wherever you go.
Mm-hmm.
Just be sure you're called of God to do what you're doing, and just hold steady. And I tell you, thank God for Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin. He taught my wife and I faith when they were in a little 18-foot travel trailer, came to a little church where we are associate pastors, and spent quality time with us. And really, the real word of faith is not all glitter or whatever, but it's really meaning, it means that God said what he meant, and he meant what he said, and you believe that. And that's what Paul practiced on board the ship. He said, when the ship looked like the ship was going down, all was lost. He said, I believe I've heard from God. I believe the word I heard from God is from God.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, God, that it shall be, even as God told me.
Yeah.
And get yourself an unshakable faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the problems push you around, but hold steady. Just hold steady. I look across our audience, and something I've said, I'm kind of known for it. People that, have had difficulties in their life, and I have one word that I've said for years, hold steady.
Mm-hmm.
Hold steady and really hold steady in faith, believing. It's not just endurance, but it's trusting God. And I look at them today, and God's given them now good marriages, and God's given them good jobs, and you just see the goodness of God in their life. There's just something to this commitment in holding steady. It's a moving generation, but you know, God said, "I am the Lord; I change not." We hold His unchanging hand. Many things I could say, but this is your time, and I want to respect that.
Well, thank you for your counsel, your input, your revelation. You've been down the road, and we need to learn from men like you. And I certainly have watched your life and watched your faith. I've seen your faith challenged many times, particularly after you moved to downtown Fort Worth, had that beautiful 2,000-seat auditorium in downtown Fort Worth, and the tornado came. And you and Joy were in the building, plus some other people. The tornado came, the building came down. And I was ministering in Arkansas, Russellville, Arkansas. I came home. A couple of days later, I stood across the street with you and several of your leaders, and I heard you say, "We're gonna recover, and God is gonna give us twice as much." What you know? How did you overcome? I mean, you've overcome storms and fires and sickness and all sorts of challenges. But when you saw that beautiful church that you guys had moved into in downtown Fort Worth, that incredible building, seated 2,000 people, it came down. How did you weather that that difficult time in March of, I believe, 2000?
Well, the thing is, everything we had worked for, what was it, 24, 25 years, everything that we had worked for since the start of the church in 1964 was destroyed in 44 seconds, Dale. Tornadoes move quick.
That's right.
Like hurricanes. Mm-hmm. You know, hurricanes have tornadoes, many tornadoes inside the hurricane. But I mean, in 44 seconds, we stepped behind one door before the tornado struck the building. And when we opened that door, it was just mass destruction on every side. 44 seconds. All I know to say is this, and it doesn't make me any more spiritual than anyone else, but I believe God.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I feel the anointing of God as I'm talking to you right now.
Yeah.
But you know, you see everything you've worked for fall at your feet in 44 seconds. You either trust God or you give up and quit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what God put in my heart, the news media came from everywhere. I mean, it was the big news story. Mm-hmm. And they said, "Don't you feel defeated? Don't you feel discouraged? Don't you see this as a dark omen? Don't you see this as a sign that maybe you should quit the ministry or retire from the ministry?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, No. I said, "Listen to my words. As with Job, we will come back with twice as much."
Yeah.
We will come back with twice as much. And you know the story behind the story, so many of those stories behind the story.
Mm-hmm.
We've come back with three times as much. And you just have to hold steady. I mean, there was nothing encouraging at that moment except my faith, our faith in God.
Yeah.
And, of course, my wife, who has always just been a rock of faith, who stood with me through everything through these years. So when all hell breaks loose, hold steady and believe God and fear not and believe only. Luke 8:50, I believe that is. You know, when they came and said, "You know, your child's dead," he said, "No." Jesus immediately said, "Fear not, believe only."
Yeah.
You can say that either way, fear not, believe only, or believe only and fear not. It works both ways.
Yeah.
And, you know, quickly, let me tell you this story. I was traveling somewhere, never thought that building would ever burn, but I heard of a church that was destroyed by a gas explosion, internal gas explosion. I came home from that trip of preaching, told our business administrator, "Check our insurance out." He checked the insurance out and said, "Pastor, we're 50% below." And you know, the problem with insurance is you don't need it until you need it.
That's right.
And a lot of people think, "Well, we're saving money. You know, we don't have insurance, or we don't have enough." But you know, I said, take out maximum insurance on our property. Do you know, 6 months later, the tornado struck our property. It pays to listen to the Spirit of God.
Yes, it does.
See, yes, it pays to be sensitive to that still, small voice mm-hmm. on the inside. And He will lead us, and He will guide us. And you're so anointed of God to minister in those ways and to remind people of that. So we were able to come back. They said the average institution that has an absolute tragedy like that, I mean, we lost everything for 4 mm-hmm. seconds.
Yeah.
Yellow tape, the whole thing, nowhere to go. We couldn't have nowhere to go for our Christian school. Thank God for Mike Barber. He brought his prison tent, and so we held services for 2 months in his prison tent on our lower parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then God opened up a piece of property we have right now. And Midtown Church of Christ let us come in and have our services on Sunday afternoon and Thursday night, and let us move our Christian school into their building. And in the process of it all, what a miracle. God gave us money to buy them out. They moved to another location, which was what they desired to do. And there we are, 17 and a half acres, and we have a lovely Christian school. And just a story that is a miracle of God.
It really,
I don't know of any church in America that's had more miracles than Calvary Cathedral International.
Well, I've watched your faith through all of this, the tornado bringing the beautiful church down, and you worshiping in a tent. I remember being there during a conference
right.
where it was raining and the water was running into the tent, and people were having to wade through water. But God eventually gave you that 17 and a half acres on Interstate 35 in Fort Worth, a beautiful church there, and you were able to build a beautiful school facility, gymnasium, and God is still blessing you. And I believe it's been, I believe there's two things when I would look at Bob Nichols, three things that I would describe, and that is prayer and faith and revival. I believe that you're a man of prayer and faith and revival. And when I look at you, I think about faith and prayer and faith and revival. And I know that prayer is such an integral part of your life. Being able to pray with you for so many years has been a wonderful experience. Being able to partner with you and starting a 24-hour prayer ministry in 1995 at Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, and that went, I guess, over 18 years, 24/7, 24 hours a day, and you're still praying.
Yeah, we're 20 years into the power time. In fact, God used you to start that. Now, Joy prayed up in the tower of that church that was destroyed by the tornado. And she really was the pioneer of, you know, our power tower.
Yeah.
But you came, and I was in Australia, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
The door wouldn't open, and we had to get the maintenance man to get an axe and open the door.
That's right.
But, yes, thank God. We're praying 24 hours a day and have been doing that for 20 years. Something else. Do I have just a moment?
Sure. Yeah, go for it.
In our church, we are so blessed to have received, just through a series of miracles, a pulpit that Jonathan Edwards, that great man of God of years gone by, some people only remember him as sinners in the hands of an angry God, but he was so much more than that. I mean, he was just a powerful evangelist.
Mm-hmm.
And Dale, do you know that in his era, I wish I could give you the exact date, Jonathan Edwards up in New England, in his era, under not only his ministry alone, but in other ministries that God had raised up. That's why the ministry, field ministries are so important
mm-hmm.
that are, you know, outdoing the work of the ministry. Do you realize in that era, 1/6 of the United States gave their hearts to Jesus Christ? Now, today, that would equate to about 55 million people, 1/6 of America. And I was preaching in New England, and I was commenting on this old antique, historic pulpit that was there. And they said, well, we're going to replace it with a plastic pulpit, like a lot of the churches are using. We're going to put this in the basement before mm-hmm. long. And I said, look, you name your price. When you don't need it, tell me what you want to do, and I'll take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
6 months later, it was all crated up, and it was delivered to our property, and those dear people just donated it to our church. So in our auditorium, Dale, is a pulpit that, if you know anything about church history in America, the great evangelist, pastor evangelist Jonathan Edwards preached over that pulpit. And as you say, revival is just burning in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer, it's all of it. It's
yeah.
all of it.
Yeah.
Revival, prayer, faith,
mm-hmm.
and soul winning.
Mm-hmm.
Our church is just winning so many souls every week. We have people out on the streets. It's all of it. It's all of it. And I just want to encourage any pastor listening, don't give up. We need you more than we've ever needed you before. The kingdom of God needs seasoned, anointed
yeah.
men and women
yeah.
to finish this end-time job of reaping the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
And in a day when we're raising a generation of managers, not ministers, God help us to be filled with the Holy Ghost and power and fire, and just go forth as a, you know, as a flame from heaven.
Yeah.
Let your bush burn as that bush that attracted Moses on the backside of the desert. The world's not attracted by our sad story. The world is attracted by the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God. So
yeah.
You got me all stirred up there.
Well,
I'm ready to close right now.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a station break, and then we're going to be right back with more interviews with my pastor and friend Bob Nichols.
This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Thank you very much. Good to have you listen to BPNRadio.com here on this Monday morning on your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time, anytime, around the clock, around the globe. And it's a real privilege to be in association with my pastor and friend, have him on the broadcast today, Dr. Bob Nichols, pastor of Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas. And we are celebrating his 54th year as founder and pastor, Calvary Cathedral International, Fort Worth. And there'll be a big celebration this Sunday morning at Calvary Cathedral. If you live anywhere in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you could come out and visit on this Sunday morning. And I believe CalvaryCathedral.org is your website. People can go and get information. And
yes, you
guys are doing incredible things for God. I mean, I could just name all of them. You have a Christian school that has been in operation for 30-plus years. You've been on the radio. How long have you been on the radio station there? How many years?
Around 45 years.
Around 45 years on the radio. And you guys, of course, are not only a praying church around the clock, but you're a soul-winning church. And you guys have been out every week since 2012, winning souls. And how many souls have you won so far since 2012?
Well, I almost hesitate in giving the number because nowadays it just sounds too impossible. We're over 115,000 people who have prayed the sinner's prayer.
Wow.
And we have a script that our soul winners follow, you know, quite closely to keep things on track.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've had even ministers say, well, how do you know they're all saved? Well, I can't say that everyone that answers altar calls in anyone's church are all saved. Only God knows the heart.
Right.
But here's the thing, Bill. I'd rather be out witnessing. I'd rather our people be out witnessing. And one day, in the final hour, when people stand before God, they'll be able to say, no one ever came to me and presented a clear-cut gospel witness. You know, the Roman road is still, I think, the golden the golden highway to people's heart, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
That the wages of sin is death.
Mm-hmm.
Gift of God is eternal life. And if we believe in our heart, confess with our mouth Jesus as Lord, we'll be saved. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many of those. Only God knows the heart. But, you know, one day I'll say this, that whatever that number is, it will be that amount of people, whatever they did with it, they heard the salvation of God and had a clear-cut gospel witness, and people prayed with them right there on the spot. You know, salesman's not a good salesman if he doesn't close deals.
That's right.
And so, we're into friendship evangelism. Well, how long have you been a friend? 10 years. Have you ever warned them? Well, no, but they're kind of warming up. Listen, we're going to have to do some wholesaling, Dale.
That's right.
Population is exploding.
Yeah.
And Jesus is coming soon. This world is crazy outside of the things of God.
I know.
And we've got to do double time, triple time,
yeah,
to get the word out in every way possible. You remember they used to say in churches, they had signs out like, Jesus saves, Jesus heals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And boy, that message is so needed today.
Well, he does. Needed. And every one of your, I know that every one of your services, you give an invitation for the lost. You know, I've visited churches over the years where a good sermon was preached, but no salvation call. And I was going to one church. They say if you need prayer, you go across the hall, but not an invitation for people to get saved. So many people are attending churches on Sunday mornings across America, and there's no call for salvation. Not an opportunity for a person to get to know Jesus. But I know you have a little note on your pulpit. Give an invitation for salvation. Anybody that ministers your church, there's one requirement, and that is to two requirements: follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit, and give an invitation for people to get saved. So you have a great passion for the lost.
Well, it must be. It must be. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. I mean, that's so clear. You don't need Greek or Hebrew to misunderstand that. And you know, people come to our church, and I'm not saying we do everything perfect, and we're not the perfect church, and I'm not the perfect pastor. I know my heart is reaching out, I believe, perfectly to God. But we have people come and say, you know, in our church, we haven't heard an altar call in 5 years,
mm-hmm,
or 3 years, or 2 years. And here's the problem. Even though people give an altar call, it's so weak that you don't really know where they're coming from.
Right.
We've got to get back to clear-cut altar calls. And let me say something else. When I was downtown, the building tornado destroyed, one Sunday morning, I was really discouraged. We were really not seeing people answer the altar call. Maybe one or two would come there once in a while. I started to go down and answer my own altar call. That's an exaggeration, but you know what I'm talking
about. Yeah.
And I'm on the platform, and we had good praise and worship, and God said, give an altar call right after praise and worship. And I said, but God, we don't do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who are we? Who are we to tell God what to do?
Yeah.
And the third time God said it, I knew that this was God speaking. I stood up, gave an altar call, and so help me, we had 25 people that came forward, the most I'd seen in a long time.
Mm.
And so we come right out of praise and worship and give an altar call. I just got tired of trying to close a message, and everyone's running over anyone trying to come forward for salvation, trying to get to the cafeteria for the next church, you know,
mm-hmm,
on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, church is an important part of our nation, of our society, of
yes,
our
is.
City.
Yes, it is.
And we need to take more seriously the wonderful opportunity we have to come and meet together and win souls. Praise and worship God and preach the word of God without fear or favor. It's time to do it.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And I know that you have a great passion for revival, a great passion for America. So I have a couple of important questions. Where do you think we are at in America today, the church is at today? I know that you follow that very closely. I know you have a heart for America. We see the signs of the times everywhere. I know you just got back from Israel, and we see a fulfillment of Scripture. When we read Matthew 24, Matthew 25, we read the book of Revelation, the book of Daniel. We just see so much going on. Where is the church today, and where are we at in America?
Dale, I hate to say it because I'm a positive guy, but I'm telling you, everywhere I look, I see the Laodicean church in America.
Mm-hmm.
People are careless about church attendance. People move around. The average person wouldn't leave a good job or even a bad job without resigning properly because you might need them for a recommendation somewhere down the line.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, people just disappear. And it's like church is a non-entity in our society. And so many churches have become an entertainment center.
Mm-hmm.
They've really become an entertainment center. And we've got to have spiritual revival in our nation, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
It's more of Jesus. It's falling in love with it. This is not the world that I grew up in.
No.
And I'm not trying to be old school or to be harsh or hard. But I grew up, Sunday was the day we went to church in our family.
Yeah.
And church was an important part of our family and of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And when the evangelist came, man, that was real special. No matter, he didn't have to be a superstar, but I mean, whatever was happening at church, that was the main happening.
Mm-hmm.
And we respected that.
Yeah.
And I'm very concerned about America. Coming back from Israel, and we all love Israel, and I know there's a lot of activity. Tourism is up, buses are everywhere, and I thank God for that because that's important.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an element in Israel that is against Netanyahu, President Netanyahu, just like there's a crowd in America that is against President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's forget politics for a moment, but we've got the first president that is church-friendly, gospel-friendly. You say, well, his personal life needs some cleaning up. Let me tell you something. The man has had more grace toward churches and ministries, and it's just been a whole different world.
Yes.
With this president.
Yes.
We need to pray for him. He's a baby Christian at best. We understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God he's not one that's leading for abortion or for perversion, or I'm talking about in the society in which we live. To answer your question, we need spiritual revival, Bill.
Yes, we do.
We really do. And I'm an optimist. I believe. I don't believe in bunting. I believe in slamming for the wall. And every time I preach, I'm slamming for the wall. I don't like bunting. I know it may be a part of baseball, but I never got happy about bunting.
Right.
If there's ever a time that men and women of God need to step up to the plate and slam for the wall and empty the bases,
mm-hmm.
it's in the day in which we live.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
Jesus
is.
Jesus surely must be coming soon.
Yes,
must
he is. I believe he's coming soon. I believe it's coming soon. Pastor Bob Nichols, I have one more question before I ask you to pray. Talk to us about, I know you've touched on it briefly, but I want you to talk to us about longevity. You've been a pastor there for 54 years, coming this Sunday. You've had a Christian school for over 30-something years. You, the Calvary Cathedral has a television station in Uganda that broadcasts around the clock, and I believe that's for 20-something years. You have you've been on radio 40-something years. You have been soul winning weekly since 2012. Your church has been praying around the clock for over 20 years, and you've been reaching out. You've been going to Israel year after year after year. There's so many things that you're doing, and I know that it's easy to start something, but for that consistency, that continuance, to be able to do something for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, how do you have that tenacity? How are you able to continue on something you start for so many years? How can you do that? Share with us how that happens.
Dale, I love a fireplace. these little electronic fireplaces please the women because they're they're not messy.
Yeah.
But my father was from the country and then went to Baylor and worked his way through law school. And Dad always loved to build a fire in cold weather. One thing I observed, it takes three logs to make a good fire: Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just get a good fire started and go off and it's going to burn in spite of everything. A good fire has to be worked. You have to poke at it a little bit. You have to work that fire. You have to put on some fresh logs. And, you know, well, you've asked me a question that there's so many things are bouncing in my heart right now. But we've got to keep the main thing the main thing. We've got to keep the main thing the main thing. I don't care who they are, who the pastor may be. Sooner or later, you're going to face some unpleasantness, and you may be giving your very life for what you're doing and giving your finances and everything you've got. But there's always some people that will never understand that. But, you know, we've got to keep our eyes on the prize.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know what the vision is. I thought I'd retire earlier, but I can't find the exit. The fire's still burning in me, Dale. The fire of God is, I think, burning stronger. And just like this morning, it doesn't make me any more spiritual than anyone else, but I've already spent 3 hours in prayer and in the Word this morning, and my heart's on fire.
Yeah.
And there's only one reason to continue doing what I'm doing, because I'm in a greater vantage point now than ever before to reach souls and to reach younger ministers and to encourage pastors and churches. And you'd be surprised, when we had a moral shakeup in America here a few years ago, I got a call from the pastor's office in Australia, and they said, "You Pastor Bob Nichols?" "Yes." They said, "Are you still married?" I said, "Yes."
Mm-hmm.
"You're still pastoring?" "Yes." You're still saved?" "Yes." "You're still sober?" I said, "Yes." They said, "See, pastors, it can be done, Pastor Bob Nichols." And I thought, oh God, you know, we're living epistles, born and read of all men.
Yeah.
And we need faith examples, faith in God. And, you know, whatever unpleasantness, and every once in a while we all go through it, more than any unpleasantness that I've ever faced, and I faced my share of it from time to time, I fear more being out of the will of God. And a lot of preachers say, "Well, I could just do this anywhere." No, you can't just go anywhere and do what you want to do. You've got to have that call of God on your life, and there's got to be that fire burning. Oral Roberts called it fire in your belly.
Yeah.
Fire in your belly.
Yeah.
Just preaching like the house is on fire and giving it everything you've got. And I just want to encourage every layperson, get in your church and be the best church member that church has ever had. To every pastor, overlook the negatives.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God for the opportunity you have, and let's go for reaping the harvest. And stop letting trivia just drive us up a tree. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And none of us have faced a cross yet. We might have thought we had, but not so. It's time to finish what God's called us to do. I hope I've given some answer there to your question.
Yeah, you certainly have. And of course, I could talk to you for hours asking for some wisdom and counsel. You have a lot of great wisdom and counsel. And I'm just thankful at this point in your life to have been in your life for 30 years now. We've been in a relationship for over 30 years. I first came to minister at Calvary Cathedral in May of 1988, so 30 years ago. And it's been a wonderful journey to have you as my pastor and my friend. And
God spoke to my heart when you and Gene came to Calvary, and it was kind of a rough time for you on the field, if I remember correctly. And God said, love them and help them and bless them. And, you know, I forget all the little things that happened, but, you know, we were able to bless you and Gene.
Yes.
We were able to see things stabilize, and all of a sudden things just, I saw you go to a new level during that time, because iron does sharpen iron, and you know, you're known by the friends you keep.
That's right.
We just don't have time to run with flaky friends. And
that's true.
I just want to thank you and Gene for the blessing you've been. You know, pastors need field ministries, and field ministries need pastors.
That's right.
It's amazing how many field ministries don't have a pastor and don't regularly attend anyone's church when they're not out on the field.
I know.
But every sheep needs a shepherd. Every sheep needs a shepherd.
Yes, they do.
And every believer needs a pastor in a home church. It's just God's way.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Thank you for the time. It's just been a time of blessing to be able to share some of that.
Thank you for blessing Gene and I, sowing into our lives so many years and the wonderful memories that your wife, Joy, and you and Gene and I have made, some wonderful times of fellowship and prayer. Wow. Thank you for being my friend and pastor, and congratulations on 54 years as founder and pastor of Calvary Cathedral International, Fort Worth, Texas. How can people find the church? What time do you start Sunday morning?
Sunday morning, 10 a.m. We're immediately joining 35W. As you say, we used to be downtown. Now we're 3 miles on 35. And we're uptown now.
You're uptown now, yeah.
Yes, sir. 1701 Oakhurst Scenic Drive. 1701 Oakhurst Scenic Drive in Fort Worth, Texas, 76111.
Yeah.
And you can check us out. And I hope you can be with us Sunday and just come and see one of the greatest church miracles in the United States of America.
Yeah.
God has never failed, and God is alive and well at Calvary.
Calvary Cathedral.
Thank you for being our friends.
Yeah, go.
Love you guys.
You're welcome. We love you. CalvaryCathedral.org if you want to go to their website. Pastor Bob Nichols, why don't you say a prayer? However the Holy Spirit leads you, thank you for being a part of our program today, and congratulations on your 54th ministry anniversary at Calvary Cathedral International, Fort Worth, Texas. Why don't you say a prayer, if you will?
Father, we thank you for the two wings that the gospel bird flies with, and that's faith and grace. Without grace, none of us could make it. Without grace, none of us would be wherever we are today. It was grace that taught my heart to fear. It was grace my fears relieved. Thank God for faith, and thank God for the grace of God. Father, I just pray that every person listening will be encouraged. And read the first chapter of Joshua. Read it prayerfully. Read it carefully. Read it and let it just breathe new life into your spirit. Joshua chapter 1. Amen and amen. Father, I say that every person who has heard this broadcast today is going to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And they'll realize that whatever seemed to be an impossibility, that nothing is impossible with our God. And they're going to rise up and go in victory and see the greatest achievements of their life. The best really is yet to come. And we speak your blessings over Dale and Gene and this radio network and all that they've set their heart and their hand and their voice and their faith to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor Bob Nichols. So delighted to have you on today. God bless you, and have a wonderful Sunday. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Pastor Bob Nichols.
Thank you. Yes, I thank you. And I thank you. Thank you, Lord. For all that you've done, I will thank you. For all that you're going to do. All that you promised, and all that you are, Lord, is all that you've carried me through. Jesus, I thank you.
Yes, I thank you.
And I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Dennis Jernigan and Ron Canole. Thank you. Lord, grateful for my pastor, Bob Nichols, grateful for my friends, my relationships, thankful for our partners, our listeners, thank you for life, thank you, Lord.
This is BPNradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.